The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here for the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show, and we covered a couple topics in the last hour. Virginia, the Attorney General of Virginia, has basically disqualified 25 states out of the 30 that it recognizes for reciprocity with their concealed handgun carry permits, and the Obama administration led an effort for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife to place the two species of African lions on or near the endangered species list, and as far as the importation of any hides and heads from the African lions, that's under severe restrictions. So, you know, they're effectively trying to keep U.S. hunters from going to Africa to collect lions. And this is not based on any real scientific evidence. This is pretty much based on the Cecil the Lion case. So we're dealing again with an administration who reacts to things that the fringe constituencies think that are important, rather than actually doing something positive. So. Those were the two stories we talked about last hour. I'm not going to review them a lot. We're here to take your phone calls because this is the last week we're going to take phone calls for the muzzleloader contest brought to us by CVA, Connecticut Valley Arms. And CVA.com are the people who take care of us. And we know the president of CVA, and they're good folks up there in general. So we're working with them closely, and we invite you to visit the website cva.com and check out all the fine muzzleloaders. And if you're considering one for purchase, we hope you consider a CVA. I was out hunting on Monday, went out to Dorchester County and went sick of deer hunting, and I watched two sick of deer most of the day, two little does that I had no intentions of shooting because of their size, but they were extremely entertaining. They did that little pronking thing they do when they jump. They put all 4 feet together and just kind of bound down the trail, kind of like a kangaroo. They're pretty cool looking. And they were there for a long, long time, and they were in no danger from me. However, when the big doe stepped out and walked up the trail, she was in danger, and I missed. And I'll freely admit that it was not with my CVA. Nope, it was another muzzleloader that I have that I hunt with. It's an alternate. It's the one I've had for a while. And grandson, Jacob, likes to hunt with my CVA mountain rifle, so he carries that, and it's extremely accurate firearm. And so is the other brand, which I have, you know, invested in good optics, and I've shot it in, and I just flat missed. I rushed a shot and missed the animal. It happens. I rarely miss, and I'm not saying that to brag, because I do practice, and I do have my firearm sighted in for where I want them to be. And in this case, I'm pretty sure I just rushed it. I just rushed a shot, got excited, probably jerked the trigger and pulled the bullet off to the side, and so what? So another sick of deer lives for another day. we'll go back. We'll see if we can take that deer again or maybe another deer. But it was a very entertaining day in the blind in Dorchester County on Monday. And it was good. It was good. Got to hunt with a friend, and we had a good day. He saw more deer than I did. He had some shot opportunities. Even had a shot opportunity, a stag that he didn't take, because the farm where we hunt is managed. And he had already taken a four-point. So he had a nice four-point feeding under his stand, and he just decided that it wasn't time to take that one with the muzzleloader. So it's all good. It's really nice when you hunt with people who are conservation-minded. And, you know, that's the older I get, the more conservation-minded I become. But I do like to eat sick of deer. I think I'm going to have some sick of deer over the weekend and enjoy that. Nice little sick of deer roast, all rubbed up and crock-potted. Looking forward to it. So, Thurmont Man is 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. This is the last hour, the last day where you can call to get into the muzzleloader contest for 2016. We're going to give that away next year. Actually, next Saturday on January 2nd. So that number is 410-922-6680. You call in, you give Bethany your name and number, then you wait and go on the air with me and say hi or whatever it might be. Now, if the calls stack up, that wait might be a few minutes, so just be prepared for that. And, I have a coffee here. I hit the coffee. I didn't hit the coffee very hard last hour. We'll see what happens. Might be a little bit cooler this hour. Oh, that'll get me started for this hour. Yes, indeed. All right, December 22nd, Natural Resources Police Blotter, Maryland. Thurmont Man has been charged with illegal hunting activities at Cunningham Falls State Park this fall by the Maryland Natural Resources Police. Daryl Eugene Rice of Thurmont received two citations last Thursday. One for constructing a permanent stand without a permit. A second for placing bait on state-owned land open to public hunting. Rice received a warning for a second permanent stand and a second baited site. An officer on patrol in early October found corn and fruit, likely apples, in two locations in the park with trail cameras overlooking the baited areas. He found tree stands within 30 yards of both baited areas. The tree stands had steps screwed into the trees and were starting to grow into the tree. Then from October 7th to November 22nd, the officer continued to check the sites, and he saw that the areas were rebaited and cameras were then removed and returned. In other words, they took the cameras off the trees and returned them to the site. The trail cameras had abbreviated identifying names and numbers written on the backs of the trail cameras. On December 11th, the officer received a call for a dispute between hunters, one of whom was this fellow Daryl Eugene Rice. Days later, while the officer interviewed Rice about the dispute, the hunter acknowledged having trail cameras, bait, and tree stands on public land. Rice is scheduled to appear in Frederick District Court on February 9th. If found guilty of both violations, he could be fined as much as $1,000. So, Mr. Rice, we have this little tribute for you.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
So you put bait and permanent stands on state property.
Lightning the hills.
And expect what? Not to be discovered?
Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never.
Natural Resources Police were merged with the Park Police several years ago.
The only way they know how.
Crazy. I don't like poachers anyway. Poaching Restitution Act of 2016. Check it out on the Maryland Hunting Coalition website. Mr. Rice, hope you have to pay $1,000. let's say hi to Doug in Eldersburg, and then we'll wait to talk to Dale in Henderson. Good morning, Doug. How are you?
I'm pretty good, Alan. How about yourself?
Living the dream, man.
Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and Bethany and everybody else on the show.
Well, thank you, Doug.
And just want to let you know that my wife made a mistake the other day. We were down in the Arbutus area, and she asked if I wanted to stop in the Clyde.
No, man.
I'm not just, she ain't going to make that mistake again.
Did you say, no, honey, it's okay? But, I mean, if you really want to go over, sure, we'll go, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah. That's right, yeah.
Yeah. What'd you wind up with?
Something I've been looking for, and I thought I was going to have them order it for me, a Ruger Single 6 in 17 HMR.
Oh, nice.
And, oh, yeah, it's like, there it is. It's right in the case. It's like, oh, yeah, I want that one.
And your wife said Merry Christmas?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, Doug. Well, congratulations on that.
All right, well, listen, you guys, oh, and the only reason I'm not making a comment about the outrageous situation over poor old Cecil, well, I'm sorry he's gone, is that if I said what I really think, I'd be banned for life from the show. I don't want that to happen, so.
Oh, we might just dump you.
Hey, there you go.
I mean, All right, buddy. I appreciate that, Doug. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Dale in Henderson, Maryland. How are you, Dale?
I'm just fine. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. What's up?
I was just calling in for the muzzleloader contest for one.
Okay.
And, I try to listen to your show just about every Saturday.
Got it.
Most Saturdays I work, so I'm heading down early.
Good. Good.
And I just enjoy your show. I love it.
Well, good. I appreciate that, Dale. Thank you very much, and appreciate you calling in. Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too.
All right. Here he goes. All right. Since fella brought up Clydes, and he talked about a 17 HMR, I want to tell you about the best deal in firearms right now. And that would be the A-Bolt 3. AB3 is a package firearm. It's a bolt-action rifle, what they call a high-powered rifle, center fire. The AB3 comes in selected standard magnum and short magnum calibers, and those of you who shoot a rifle understand what that means. It comes in calibers like the .243 and the .270 and the .30-06 and the .308 and 7mm mag and 300 Win Mag and others. Just for an example, and this is a combination gun. It comes with a 3-9, 3-powered and 9-power variable power scope made by the fine folks at Redfield. It also comes with a hard gun case, a hard ABS gun case. So you've got a synthetic rifle, blued barrel, you got a black Leopold scope, and you got a case with that gun, and it is extremely reasonably priced for that kind of combination. And that's the AB3. Now, there's the X-Bolt, an extremely accurate bolt-action big-game hunting perfection. If you want to take a step up and take a look at some of the other optics, you know, as far as options there, Clydes like the Leopold and others, you might want to check this X-Bolt out. Again, all standard, all magnum, all short magnum calibers. It has an adjustable feather trigger. And this is a beautiful gun. It handles extremely well. That's the X-Bolt. Now, I'm just going to throw one more out there for you, and that's the BPS pump. It's the 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models are all available. It even comes in two rifled barrel deer models, 12 and 20-gauge. It features bottom ejection. Yeah, you're not slamming the guy beside you in the goose blind, you know, on your right. You're not slamming him with shells when you're injecting them out. Now they're going on the bottom of the goose blind or the goose pit, or they're going on the bottom of the boat when you're sea duck shooting. And it comes in Mossy Oak Breakup Infinity Camo if you like. Comes with 3 Invector Plus choke tubes. A great gun from Browning. And Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108 is their phone number. www.clydesports.com is the website. They're open 7 days. Take all major credit cards, and they're fine and friendly and experienced folks. Here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
Hey, the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by the Outdoor Channel, is coming to the Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. That's February 6th through the 14th. Tickets are on sale at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. This is the world's largest outdoor show. It's a nine-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and outdoor traditions. The show features over 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs, archery to art, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. There's a jam-packed schedule, too. It includes country concerts, fundraising dinners, speaking events, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much more. Visit GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org, GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org for details, and you can get your tickets.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get the knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer.
There you go, buck fever. That goes out to my buddy Bill, who's sitting in a tree stand out in Howard County. Well, he's got no rain right now, so he's having a good day, and we wish him a Merry Christmas and good luck, too. Let's talk to Jerry in Carroll County and then Wade in Parkville, and coming up soon, Jonathan. Good morning there, Jerry. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, I'm just calling in. You guys hear you talking about the CVA. I love mine.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep.
I got it last year. I went out with it the first time, and I dropped one about 110 yards.
Wow.
And there was two of them, and they were only thing I could, I had spots in between the hedgerows.
Yeah.
And dropped one, and then I reloaded. It was, I just couldn't believe how easy it is to take and load and put the caps in and go. And then I waited, and then turned around and looked. The other one came back, and I dropped that one, too. I said, this is a blessed day.
Yeah, you had a blessed day. You got meat in the freezer, that's for sure.
But
what model CVA do you have there, Jerry?
Pay off in it, I don't know.
Okay, well, there's the Acura, the Optima, the Wolf.
That's the one I got.
The Optima?
The one that picked me up.
The Optima?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that CVA's been giving away this year. And earlier on, they ran out of them, and they were, you know, had to be remanufactured and get them back into the shipping department. And I guess our buddy Larry Got a notice last week that, or this week, that Larry was going to get his muzzleloader shipped out. So I guess he's waiting for that. I don't know if he got it before Christmas or not. So there you go. All right.
I love it.
All right, Jerry. Well, good luck to you. Thanks.
Thank you.
A Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Wade in Parkville. Good morning, Wade. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well.
Good.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're up. What's up?
Oh, okay. Well, I had a question. My wife asked me what I wanted for Christmas this year, and I told her I wanted a shotgun.
Okay.
And she went to purchase it, and she recently got an HQL.
Yes.
So when she went in to purchase it, she was honest. She told the people in the gun shop, "Yeah, I'm going to get this for my husband." She said they acted a little weird, but she went ahead. She filled out the paperwork and everything.
Right.
And they said they came back that she got a hit on the NICS.
Really?
And yeah, and it seemed kind of odd. So my question was, you know, would the person?
Now, when you said that she got a hit, did she get a delay?
She said she got denied.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, well...
Go ahead.
We went through the process with the HQL, and she was cleared.
Right.
The HQL, they did the background check. And
well, I would suggest, and I don't know where she attempted to buy this gun, but I would guess that since she said she was purchasing it for you, that may have been construed as a straw man purchase by the dealer because
right.
You were not purchasing the firearm, and
okay.
It's very possible that the dealer could have covered himself and, you know, didn't want to say anything to your wife, but he didn't want to be taken. He didn't want, you know, if they sell a firearm to somebody who's later disqualified, you know, they're coming to the dealer first. And then they're doing an exam of his records and that type of thing. So your job is to go and purchase that firearm yourself if your record's
okay.
Clear. Okay.
Well, we're going to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, that's.
I was just curious about the law as far as it's concerned.
It may not have had anything to do with the law. It may have had everything to do with the dealer. And I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I'm just saying that if I'm a dealer, and listen, here's my situation, and here's where I've been. I have sold handguns to straw purchasers, okay? The person who purchased the handgun went through the background check. The handgun was issued to this woman, okay? And 6 months later, I was in court in Baltimore County stating my name and my address in front of everybody who was glaring back at me because the boyfriend had been arrested for carrying an illegal firearm. And since I was the dealer that sold it to him, I was in court stating my name and my address in front of a bench full of ne'er-do-wells. It's a very uncomfortable situation.
It sounds like it's very uncomfortable.
Yes, indeed.
As far as it is legal, though, for a spouse to purchase
it is.
A firearm. I mean, given that both people are legally able to have
that's
firearm,
correct.
Okay.
That's correct. But
we were unclear, and I couldn't find anything necessarily to say one way or the other whether that was
I would just say in this climate in Maryland that the dealer may have said something. Maybe not. I don't know. I can't speculate on that. I don't know what the background check is. I don't know the situation. I'm not in it. So that's my only. All I can say is based on speculation and opinion.
Okay.
All right, Wade.
Great.
Good
Thank
luck,
you, sir.
See you, buddy. Thank you. There we go. So let's talk to Jonathan in Catonsville and then John and Laurel. Good morning, there, Mr. Jonathan in Catonsville. How are you this morning?
Doing fine, Alan. How are you this morning?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, I have to admit I've missed a show for a couple of weeks, and I'm not sure where we are, but what's the situation with Sunday hunting in Baltimore County?
Okay, here's the situation. There was a meeting called at the DNR building, at the conference room there a few weeks ago. And at that meeting were present a group of, I'm going to put this in quotation marks, stakeholders. At the meeting was the Maryland Horse Council, the Fox Chasers organization called MAWC, M-A-W-C, and you can look it up, Maryland Association for Wildlife Conservation, basically the fox chasers, the Maryland Farm Bureau, the Maryland Hunting Coalition, and the Wildlife Advisory Committee. And people on the Wildlife Advisory Committee are people who are active in the outdoors, and some of them hold dual roles in other organizations. So, and that's okay. A compromise was agreed to. Language for a bill was crafted. The Maryland Hunting Coalition had input on statutory language that would satisfy the hunting community. And the purpose of the entire meeting was to have a statewide, consistent consistent Sunday hunting regulations. But that has to be authorized by statute. What the coalition did was ask that the statutory language from all the counties that has already been adopted over since 2003 remain as part of the law, so that those laws would be grandfathered in and none of those laws would be repealed or changed. We have not heard back as far as the Maryland Hunting Coalition was the very first to respond on the deadline day. One of the representatives from the Wildlife Advisory Committee also responded, as did the Farm Bureau. We did not hear, because we replied to all like we were supposed to do, we did not hear from the folks in the Maryland Horse Council nor the Fox Chasers. We have heard since that it appears that the statutory language has been approved, but no one knows for sure until the final bill is crafted and drafted and sponsored and all that type of thing. So we won't know probably for another, well, till after the holidays, what that's going to look like.
Okay.
What it means is that the three counties that do not have Sunday hunting were included in the statutory language.
Right.
Which are Howard, Baltimore, and Prince George's. So let's see what happens.
Okay. So
I'm not going to give my opinion one way or the other, whether or not I can't until I see what the final language is on this and consult with our guy who knows the process inside and out, Mr. Miles.
So for now we just keep our fingers crossed.
That's all we can do at this point. And then when the bill is crafted, when we have a sponsor, when we have a bill number, we'll put it out there. Okay?
All right.
Best I can
do. Good. Thank you much.
All right. You're welcome, Jonathan. Bye-bye. John in Laurel. How are you, John?
Hey, how's it going, Alan? I just entered up for that contest, but I just wanted to make a point out. It's I had a few years ago, you know, went out and purchased a handgun, and now I'm starting to get into the I'm going to learn to hunt, basically.
Okay.
Properly from a friend of mine. And
right.
And but regulations, I live in the Anne Arundel County.
Yes, sir.
Laurel, but some of the parts, I do volunteer work for the homeless shelter here, and I was wondering that, how hard do you think the Anne Arundel County, how hard is it going to be for me to get a carry permit to just protect myself and protect some of the people that I work with at this shelter? I've dealt with some hairy situations.
John, I don't know. I don't know until you apply. I really don't.
Okay.
I mean, there's no way. Maryland is not a shall issue state. What that simply means is that in a number of other states across the country, if you have a handgun and you apply for a handgun permit because of the Second Amendment, they authorize a permit after they do perhaps a background check or whatever. Maryland is not a shall issue state, and you can be law enforcement, you can carry cash, you can be involved in a business, and they can look at you and go, hey, your eyes are green. Sorry, you're not getting a permit.
So basically, it depends on what mood they're in that day.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. If they're anti-Marine Corps, or someone was in the Marine Corps for many years.
Yeah, well, you never know. They could be anti-Marines. You know, they could have a kid at the Naval Academy. How the hell do I know? You know?
I'm telling you what, Alan. It's crazy.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So
you're trying to take all the fun out of it, and I'm glad.
No. They've taken all the fun out of it.
Yeah, but I'm really glad President Obama, I guess that was Hawaiian he was speaking.
Yes.
I don't know what that translates to, but I'm really glad that he's having a good time.
Yes, so he was speaking Italian.
Really,
I mean, Hawaiian. I know very little Hawaiian.
Come on, Alan.
Aloha is about it.
Okay.
All right.
Aloha, and you have a safe trip on you guys out there.
All right, brother.
And wet ladies.
Exactly. Hey, listen, John, have you taken your hunter education course yet, your hunter safety education course?
I just signed up. What I'm going to do now is, it used to be when I first bought it, I could just get this little card, you know, and pass. And now I have to get fingerprinted. Mm. So I have to go through that.
Right.
More money for the government.
Well, I'm talking about as far as hunting is concerned. The hunting safety education course is available online. And then you'll have to give up one day to take the test and do shooting proficiency and safe carry. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That'll be fine.
There you go.
Okay. Well, that seems a little bit easier.
That is, as far as being able to hunt. When you're talking about getting fingerprinted and that type of thing, that's to qualify for another handgun. That's the HQL thing. So,
yeah.
All right.
Just getting crazier and crazier, Alan.
You got it, buddy.
Listen, you take care. You have a great show, guy.
Thanks, John. See you, buddy. Happy New Year. There he goes, John. And Claude in Baltimore, and then we'll take a break. Good morning, Claude. How are you?
How you doing there?
I'm good.
The guy was talking about a handgun thing for his shelter or whatever.
Okay.
If he has permission from the owner, or if he is the owner, he can carry a weapon inside that premises and his employees, as long as he has a letter that states that he wants them to be armed.
Okay, but...
As long as they're inside the facility.
I understand that. Okay, but he's talking about a carry permit.
I got a carry permit. And to get one of them is like pulling teeth.
Well, I know that.
Just like you said.
Yeah, I know that. Well, you're law enforcement, though, right, Claude?
Right.
Yeah, I thought I remembered you from a while back. Yeah, sure.
Hey, just to ask you a question. Well, beer jerky hurt a dog?
Likely not.
Likely not?
Likely not.
Because some of that stuff that they got out, like beef jerky, you'll kill a dog.
Actually, I think it's more like chicken and turkey jerky that's made in China. They add chemicals to it.
Exactly.
Deer jerky is made by a local manufacturer from an all-natural product here, and to my knowledge, it should be fine. But I would not overload the, you know, I wouldn't give the deer jerky a big, I wouldn't give the dog a big chunk of deer jerky.
Right.
You know, I'd give you a test case first and see if he likes it, see if he gets sick on it.
I got you. Because my dog eats that natural food, and it, to me, I don't think they say it's the best about their canine craving, but I don't know, Alan.
Well, Claude, give it a shot. I've occasionally give my dog deer jerky.
So. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Because I got a German Shepherd.
Yeah, well, I've got a yellow lab.
So.
And she was sickened by the Chinese duck breast strips. And became very lethargic and, sick. And as soon as I stopped it and put her back on a regular natural diet, she was fine.
What is she eating, bud?
She's eating Merrick, the stuff that I advertised there in the fall, the Merrick Backcountry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Merrick Backcountry. Any of the pet stores, any of the pet chains, any of the, like, Tractor Supply and Petco and PetSmart and that type of thing. She's on the red bag with the wolf on the front. I think it has.
Oh, okay.
I think it has bison and stuff, but it's Merrick Backcountry.
Okay.
And you know what? She likes it, and she's healthy on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I really like it. Yeah. And she was on another all natural product earlier on, and I think she's doing better on this.
I heard that.
Okay, buddy.
Okay, pal.
Thanks, Claude. See ya.
Bye bye.
Okay, pal. Time for us to take a break. Pocomoke Sound Oysters. Pocomoke Sound Oysters are now available in the shell or by the pint at NBS Seafood. That's 1223 Dorsey Road. 1223 Dorsey Road, not far off 97, in Glen Burnie. And NBS Seafood has plenty of their own delicious frozen soft crabs for you to enjoy over the winter. NBS is also your Louisiana connection with live crabs from Louisiana, live crayfish, gator tail nuggets, and gator sausage. NBS Seafood carries fresh fish, jumbo Gulf shrimp scallops, fresh crab meat, and a variety of other seafood items, and they have the spice to make your seafood taste great. You know, NBS also has pasture-raised, antibiotic-free dressed chicken. Stop by, see NBS Seafood, or call them at 410-271-3202. That's right. NBS is open on weekends, Saturday and Sunday, from noon to 6, and accepts Visa, MasterCard, EBT, and cash. If you have any questions, please call 410-271-3202 for NBS, NBS, no bull stuff, seafood.
Our temperatures will be on a little bit of a roller coaster ride as we head from this weekend into the start of next week. We're going to be out today. Expect a high in the mid to upper 50s. We'll see some clouds early and a few afternoon showers developing. Some more rain will fall into the evening hours. Overnight cloudy with a low of 49. And then a record high will be possible tomorrow. Breezy and warm, partly to mostly cloudy with a high near 73 degrees. As the cooler air pushes in behind the front on Monday, there will be some showers at times into the afternoon with a high in the mid 40s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Chesapeake Outdoors, right there on Kent Island. That's exit 39B, Dominion Road. They've got their Mossbergs all on sale, their Mossberg firearms all on sale. If you need a new shotgun, man, take a look at these Mossbergs. They're really nice, and the prices are just spectacular. You know, I mean, it's the best firearm deal on the shore right now. They've also got their clothing on sale, including Drake waterfowl clothing and others, even the big one that's made here in whose world headquarters are here in Baltimore. You can check that out, too. And Parker Crossbows are all on sale. If you're looking for a fine crossbow, Parker makes a good one. Check that all out. And, of course, Chesapeake Outdoors carries more than just those things. They carry Escort shotguns, Chiapa firearms, CVA. They carry all firearms and ammunition, can order anything you want. They got Matthews bows. They got Mission crossbows and Hoyt bows. They got 10-point crossbows, Carbon Express crossbows, Barnett Excalibur. They do all the archery stuff, too. They've got decoys. They got waterfowl gear. They got the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the area, all major brands. So there you go. Chesapeake Outdoors, Mossberg, Parker Crossbows, and apparel, all on sale, all today. Check them out. Exit 39B, Dominion Road on Kent Island. Here's that phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Deer hunters, the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns this season. By donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. And you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through any FHFH deer processor and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
This week on Fox News Sunday, you'll hear interviews with the top newsmakers of the week and analysis of the top news stories by our distinguished panel of political experts. This is Chris Wallace. Join me this Sunday at 5 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, killed him a bar when he was only three.
Davy Crockett,
king of the wild frontier. Fought single-handed through the Injun War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore.
Davy,
sing along.
Davy Crockett, the man who... All right, let's talk to Bob on the Eastern Shore and then Stan in Howard County. Good morning, Bob.
Hello?
Yeah, Bob, you're up.
I was wondering if you know if 100% disabled veterans in the state of Maryland can get a permit to carry a pistol.
I do not know. I don't know the answer to that. I would assume that a disabled veteran would have to go through the same process as everybody else, through with the HQL, the fingerprinting, and everything else. That would be my guess, but I can't say for sure. I can't speak to that. I really need to get somebody in here with some better knowledge of the carry permit system and that type of thing. I really do, and we'll do that soon.
All right. But you might know the answer.
I don't know. Maybe you can call the Maryland State Police. They're the ones who issue them.
Yeah, I don't like talking to them. But I might have to.
Are you the disabled veteran?
Yes.
All right. Here's a question. Where are you on the Eastern Shore? Talbot County, Dorchester?
Talbot County. Yeah, they're right on Ocean Gateway up here.
Okay, you're right on Ocean Gateway. You've got two gun shops there, at least in Easton.
Yes.
I would call one or both of those and ask that question.
Actually, I'm going to stop in about 5 minutes.
Perfect. There you go. Thank you. See ya. There he goes. That's how we do it. We talk to the people that sell the guns. Good morning, Stan. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Allen.
Hey, buddy. How are you? Good. What's going on?
I think we just got double tapped there, Mr. Allen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. There you are. I'm just listening to other gentlemen speak. Thanking for his service to our country.
Exactly.
I heard it was kind of hard for them because they're looking at them like trained killers, but
right.
The government trained them. Speaking of gun laws and carry permits, I heard on this frequency, I think it was about Tuesday, that the president of the United States has another gun ban coming down the pike, but he wasn't going to introduce it until after Christmas.
That's true.
Have you heard anything about this?
Yep, they're going to go after modern sporting firearms again. They're going to go after the AKs and the ARs one more time.
I had a feeling it was coming down to that, but I didn't hear any more news. And something about they just caught a couple, three, I'm not sure, four gun runners that were running out of Tennessee. Bringing guns into the state of Maryland.
Okay, I did not hear that, but I'll check that out.
Okay, I've only heard it twice. I'm in and out of this truck so fast, at the time I can only catch a blurb and then something.
Right.
I don't know if that's...
I know that's how it goes. Well, had you heard about the ban on lions, or had you heard about the Virginia banning 25 states as far as their reciprocal carry permit was concerned? Have you heard that?
I've heard bits and pieces. I'm still waiting for a time where I can sit down and listen to all this. I figure if any station would have all the information I need, it would be this one.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right on that one.
Give a cattle prod, tell the breakfast flakes, I'll be expecting some information come Monday morning.
All right, Stan, well, you got it right.
Mr. Allen, always listen. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Bye.
All right, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Stan, in his truck. Isn't that great? Let me tell you about the Maryland Fishing Challenge real quick. It's a free year-round tournament. It's hosted by the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Fisheries Service, and every recreational angler is indeed covered. That's for sure. And I hope you get your fishing license soon. That's for sure. For 2016. Eligible fish include all game fish from the Atlantic Ocean to the clear freshwater of Deep Creek Lake and beyond. I'm talking about all the rivers, all the streams, all the bay. Every tidal river, every freshwater pond, that's all covered under the Maryland Fishing Challenge. And there are over 65, almost 70 species of fish in five categories: freshwater, Chesapeake Bay, Atlantic Coast, catch and release, and even invasive species, which is consisted of blue catfish, flathead catfish, and invasive northern snakehead fish. The youth division
is also connected to the free online Maryland Youth Fishing Club. Now, if you catch a fish of a notable specified size, you'll receive your official angler award certificate and an invitation to the grand finale event in September. And you could win some great prizes and maybe even cash. That hasn't all been determined yet, but we'll let you know when it is. So, look, it's perfect weather to go fishing. Just be careful out there because the water's a little bit high. So go fish. The official rules are online at dnr2.maryland.gov/fisheries. You'll be glad you did. And the Great American Outdoor Show, presented by the Outdoor Channel, is coming to Pennsylvania Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. And that's February 6th through the 14th. Tickets are now on sale at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. This is the world's largest outdoor show. Show features 1,100 exhibitors, ranging from the shooting manufacturers to outfitters to fishing boats and RVs, archery to art, covering 650,000 square feet of exhibit hall space. It's a 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. And there is a jam-packed schedule, including country concerts, fundraising dinners, speaking events, archery competitions, celebrity appearances, seminars, demonstrations, and much more. Visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org for details, and you can get your tickets. For Bay Linux at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux spray-on bedliners. You know Linux spray-on bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linux premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linux Extra with Kevlar and paint match. You know what? Bay Linux and Catonsville Linux now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linux bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linux at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linux, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
Hey, Clyde Sports Shop, located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, is your Browning hunting headquarters. The A5, the BPS pump, the Maxis, the X-Bolt, all the Browning handguns, the Satori 725 Satori sporting model for shotgun sports, the Gold Light 10-gauge, the BT-99, the A-Bolt 3, the best combo on the planet right now for a high-powered bolt-action rifle. They've got them all. They've got all the Buckmark pistols as well. Clyde Sports Shop, your Browning headquarters. Browning, you know? The Browning Buckmark? Yeah, you know about that. These are fine firearms from a great manufacturer. And Clyde's has been dealing in Browning for, I think, in the 60s. I think it's been almost 60 years they've been dealing with Browning. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, a full-line Browning dealer, firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Since 1957, they've been around. The phone number is 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Baltimore. www.clydesports.com, open 7 days a week, and all major credit cards.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Hunter. You could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons as funding allows. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus Junior Hunt Days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor, fill out the entry card, that's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2015 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit www.fhfh.org.
Stay connected. Listen on AM 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
New frequency detected.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowards. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Make them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
Hmm.
They'll never stay home in their
home. All right, here we are. Here's the story. Thank you, Chuck, from Carroll County for sending the story. This was a December 22nd. On WBAL. Feds cut off a major firearms pipeline into Baltimore. Firearms coming from Tennessee, over 400 guns brought into Baltimore and sold illegally. Seven men from the Baltimore area who now face federal gun charges. They hail from Odenton, Glen Burnie, Laurel, and Baltimore. And, I'm sorry for this, but this really pisses me off. Gun manufacturer Beretta left Maryland for Tennessee after stricter gun laws were passed in the state, and the National Rifle Association held its 2015 convention in Tennessee. Imagine if you're a gun owner, doesn't that annoy you that the WBAL right here in Baltimore links the National Rifle Association to 2015 convention in Tennessee and Beretta relocating to Tennessee to a story where people were importing illegal firearms from Tennessee into Baltimore. They take two of these wonderful people that I deal with, Beretta, and of course the National Rifle Association, good people, really, really good people, and link them into this horrible, horrendous story about how these indiscriminate crooks, these criminals from Odenton, Glen Burnie, Laurel, and Baltimore are bringing 400 guns into Maryland and distributing the illegal guns, selling them for profit in Baltimore. They link the fine company of Beretta and the National Rifle Association to this story just because of the relationship that they have with Tennessee. It pisses me off. I'll say it again, and I'm sorry to end the show that way, but I just can't stand the way the media reports the story sometimes. The two entities had not one damn thing to do with that story, but yet somebody at WBAL decided to link the National Rifle Association because it had its convention in Tennessee in 2015, and Beretta, which Governor O'Malley drove out of Maryland, okay, to a manufacturing plant in Tennessee where they invested millions. They linked those two legitimate entities.